At 7:06, we have morning sunshine, 69 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 88 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The number of deaths from the West Nile virus in Oklahoma continues to increase. The State Department of Health reports two more people have died, and now over 60 people have been confirmed with the virus statewide.
Our numbers are going to climb because we continue to receive new disease reports in every day, and we have 40 or more that are in the process of epi investigation.
State epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley says 39 of those hospitalized have the most serious form of the virus, which can lead to the loss of vision, paralysis, or death. The Say No to Hate Coalition speaks out against recent fires at a Joplin mosque and the Sunday vandalism of a mosque in Oklahoma City. The Islamic Council of Oklahoma's Cheryl Siddiqui says these kinds of hateful acts begin with careless speech.
Hate talk can be said jokingly, or it can be screamed with anger. Either way, it can hurt.
She says the goal with speaking out is to show that those who commit or condone hateful acts are in the minority in Tulsa. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation is called in after two people are found murdered at Tahlequah. Police there say the discovery was made Wednesday night. Authorities do have potential suspects. Two clerks are roughed up after two area come-and-go stores are robbed overnight. Police say the robber appears to be the same person in both cases. Police out in Enid say they have seized 25 slot machines and more than $7,000 in cash from four bars in that city. Classes begin next week at the state's largest school district. Teachers from the Tulsa Public Schools gathered for a back-to-school pep rally of sorts yesterday. They heard from Classroom Teachers Association President Lynn Stockley. She focused on the importance of teachers in the classroom.
We, the teachers, must speak out for public education and show it is still the answer for today's students. Now, I'm not against online education. That will never take the place of the learning that takes place in the classroom.
Monday is the first day of classes in the Tulsa Public Schools. In a related story, we have a Project Schoolhouse update for you this morning. Lighthouse Academies opens a new charter school in North Tulsa. The president, Michael Ronan, says it is a not-for-profit organization preparing children for college by providing charter schools in selected areas.
The Lighthouse Academies is a not-for-profit, and its mission is to open charter schools in areas where there is a need for choice. So our mission is to create schools that can prepare children for college.
The new school is located in the old Greeley Elementary School at 63rd and North Cincinnati. It was one of the schools closed by Project Schoolhouse. You'll see Tulsa fire trucks and firefighters at area schools this week and next as classes open in the various districts. They are there as a visible reminder to drive safely in school zones. Assistant Fire Marshal Rick Thompson says it's about more than just slowing down. He says you also need to avoid the distractions.
You know, it really doesn't take a couple of minutes to get through the school zone, and distractions are a big part of injuries. If you could just get off your cell phone just long enough to get through the school zones, really avoid any distractions, that's part of this big campaign as well.
It is a campaign started last year by the Tulsa Fire Department. Our weather forecast, sunny today and nice. We will climb to 88 for an afternoon peak. Now tonight, there is a stray shower possible, mainly overnight, down to 65 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, a 50% chance of rain and a high of 83. Now at 7:10, it is clear and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.